Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News. Good afternoon to everyone around the globe. I welcome you back to another wonderful segment here with ACC Global News. I am your host, Matthew Connor. And again, I am very happy and grateful to be with all of you here for another really wonderful show. We have with us a really, truly incredible guest. We have with us health and life coach Erin Davio. And she is the founder of Wholeness Healings. Now, to anyone tuning in today, especially women who are dealing with any type of physical or emotional stress. Again, physical issues meaning anything, you know, digestive issues. You know, some women suffer from hormonal imbalances. Pregnant women. And again, women dealing with everything from body image issues, you know, again, the physical ailments. If this is you, again, please get very comfortable no matter where you are. I know some of you are driving, some of you are at home. Just please get very comfortable for this next 30 minutes because our special guest today, Erin, could possibly give you information that may change your life forever. Now, it is now Wednesday, the 16th of October, and again, I do want to remind everybody tuning in today, especially a lot of our listeners that are overseas in different time zones, if you do miss any portion of our segment today or any one of our segments, our shows are permanently archived on our Blog Talk Radio website, so please visit us at blogtalkradio.com/ACC Global Media. We are also a major part of social media. Please visit us on Facebook, on facebook.com/ACC Global Media. And we're also part of the worldwide Twitter. Please visit us at twitter.com/ACC Global Media. And again, you can really enjoy our shows at any time of the day. Now, life. Life, it's too short already. And again, while obstacles, they come and they go far too often, we allow fear to take over. And a majority of us succumb to these challenges, never fully embracing life as we were meant to live. Now, here are the facts. You are not alone. Here's another very important fact. It is never too late. Now, again, with over a decade of experience, health and life coach, and also Reiki master, Erin Davio, what she's done is really assisted countless women and families on the path to really genuine empowerment. And again, that's really what we're all looking for in life. And again, like many others, Erin herself, she's battled with issues. Issues with self-esteem from an early age. But most importantly, she was unafraid to seek help from someone else. She worked with a coach and found the cause of this issue and really endured her own transformational process, really a truly incredible story, and she will share that with us in a moment. Really, what Erin then did, she really set out on her own and earned her own certifications in health and life coaching, really for the love that she has for helping other people. And Erin's primary focus is assisting women suffering again from a multitude of issues, physical, mental, and emotional health. A truly incredible guest. To our audience today, I am very proud to present to you health and life coach, founder of Wholeness Healing, Miss Erin Daviel. How are you doing today, Erin?
I am doing wonderful. Thank you.
Oh, we are very happy to have you. And again, you've really dedicated your life to doing special things and really helping other people. Before anything, Erin, can you explain who exactly is Erin Daviel?
Absolutely. Who I am is really somebody who absolutely loves personal growth and helping other people. And through my own growth, I'm able to help other people even further. I look at life and all of our trials as opportunities to be able to grow and to learn more about ourselves so that we can continue along that journey. I really believe that we are meant to be happy and to live with joy, not to just struggle and to suffer through life. I really believe that we are meant to be happy and enjoy it. And it's supposed to be easy, even though we tend to bring struggle in ourselves. And through everything that I have learned, I help and love guiding everybody I come into contact with along that journey as well.
And it's great that you've actually dedicated your life, again, to helping other people. But Erin, again, you have a special story. Can you please share with the audience your personal story? And also, most importantly, really the turning point in your life.
Absolutely. I started really helping people probably 20 years ago. Yeah, about 20 years ago. And started the journey where I just needed to find who I was. And so I had left my hometown, moved around quite a bit, discovered I enjoyed energy work and massages and doing things like that to help people. A lot of the time that was through physical things at that point, but it wasn't really exactly where I was able to. I wasn't the healthiest myself. So I had my first son. This is after I'd had a small miscarriage, but I did end up having my first son. And with my first son, it was one of those turning points that I needed to not be going out and trying to party and things like that. So I really turned around there and dove into becoming a better mom. For the first several years, my lovely son got to have the trial and error where I was learning to become a calmer parent. And then I ended up going all the way to where I learned how to, through that process, learned how to do the Reiki energy, healing others that direction. I listened to people all the time. I was going through finishing my pre-med, my psychology degrees, things like that, still not really finding exactly where I wanted to be. I had another miscarriage, which kind of got me down, got me depressed, and I stopped growing again, or at least I felt I stopped growing. I don't think we ever really stopped growing. And then I had my second son, and that was, at this point, that was almost 9 years ago. He'll be 9 this December. And that was a huge turning point for me. It was 2010. I moved back to Montana in with my mother, bless her heart. She has carried me many times when I have gotten into rough places. And that was when I really decided that I needed to dive in and do what I needed to do. So I started Wholeness Healings, and I started working with other women who have gone through some of those same trials, miscarriages, pregnancies without fathers available, feeling that alone, that loss, that postpartum depression was huge with both of those pregnancies. And so I dove into that. It was a couple of years after that, about 3-4 years ago now, I wasn't going anywhere. I have a great job with Wells Fargo also on side of doing my coaching. And
yes.
I was continually feeling drained and exhausted and depleted. No matter how much I wanted to move forward, I really wasn't. So I found a health coach myself, and she was also a Reiki healer. And we worked towards just finding out what my blocks were. So what we ended up uncovering was when my father left when I was 4, it left me more traumatized than I had ever realized. Even though my mother was amazing and I had my grandfather and a great support with my family, inherently I did not actually feel worthy of having love, being a good mom, going through and having a support partner with me, kind of like how I can self-sabotage and send the fathers away, things like that, like
yes.
still part of it. And we really dove into that abandonment issue that I had, even though I had a lot of support in my family otherwise. And once I started working on that, everything started to shift. My parenting, I believed I was a good mom, and my parenting style changed dramatically with my kids. And I have a teenager now that gives me hugs and kisses and says, I love you, and you're the best mom ever.
Wow.
Not every parent gets to have that. And
yeah,
he even
right.
says today, like, Mom, you are not normal. I absolutely love you. I'm like, I'm glad. And a lot of it's that communication and learning to really connect with my kids. And I help other women do that too. And so everything hinged off me really diving in and saying, why am I unhealthy? I need to look at myself. And I help other people do that too. And it comes down to having the confidence and the support to go through and look at where you have been hurt and moving forward. And those were my biggest turning points to get me to where I am today and to really hone in on who I like to work with as well.
Yes, and to be honest, it's truly amazing that you really had to go back to something that happened probably about 20 years ago. You had to dig that deep to really solve this issue. And there's so many people out there that would have seeked so many different ways to solve these issues. Again, you know, medicine, you know, Western medicine, different tactics, not knowing that you probably would have to go back 20 years. And again, without the help of a coach, is this something that you think that you would have been able to do on your own?
I really don't. I don't know that I would have had my own ability to step out of myself enough to really go back far enough to realize what it was. Could I have figured out a lot of things? Yes. Would I have gone back that far? Because a lot of our trauma that we stick to that we really need to go heal is between 0 and 7 years old. I wouldn't have known to really go back that far or to think that it would have had anything to do with my biological dad leaving, because I did have that support from my granddad, who I call my dad also because he helped raise me with my mom and my grandma, and my uncles were there too. So I wouldn't have thought to go back that far, but as soon as it came clear that that really was it, I had actually, even to heal that, I had found him on Facebook and sent him a message saying, I forgive you. Like, for whatever, wherever you were, I forgive you. And it was interesting. It took him 5 years. He ended up responding to the message 5 years later. It was just actually earlier this summer. And he said, I am sorry for everything that I did. And I'm like, well, there you go. So we actually have had closure, but it took us many years. So.
And again, you achieved that with the help of a coach. And again, you did mention having the lack of self-esteem. And so many people do. How did your lack of self-esteem, let's say, affect your approach on dealing with health? Or possibly finding help for it?
My lack of self-esteem ripple effect into everything. Being able to do public speaking, being able to lead team meetings at work, being able to have talks and even work with clients, feeling I was able to, like, enough to work with clients or worthy of it. And so my self-esteem has rippled through really every aspect of my life. And as far as finding help, it even rippled into I didn't feel I was worthy of having that help. And so part of my journey was getting to where I really had hit rock bottom. I did not know what else to do. I was doing that lovely, ugly crying that women can get to. And I've seen men get there, but that ugly crying where you just feel completely broke and completely lost. And it was that health coach that said, that's okay to be there. That's usually when you know you are okay to ask for help because you don't have any other options. And so my lack of self-esteem really got me to where I didn't ask for help until I was ugly crying with no other option.
Wow. And for you to reach that point and to be able to come back, you mentioned something in the initial interview as far as ending victim mentality. Please explain to the audience your personal meaning of ending victim mentality.
Okay. When I mention victim mentality, a lot of us who are in that state, we're used to being in that state. Things happen to us, not happening for us, or as lessons or opportunities to look at growth. So when we want to end that mentality, we really do have to step out and say, I don't want to feel this anymore. I don't want to experience this anymore. I don't want this to be my story. And for me, it was seeking the help of the health coach, which I truly believe in, because we have the ability and the systems to help you get through when meeting you at where you're at that time. So when we're ending the victim mentality, it's saying, this is no longer my story, and choosing to take those steps moving forward, even when we're afraid, because my acronym for fear is face everything, always rise. And it's where we're taking those steps, even while we're afraid.
And during the worst and toughest points of your life, you mentioned having two miscarriages. How were you able to find a way to cope with that mental anguish? Again, so many women that deal with this really fall apart.
Yeah, it isn't easy. You kind of feel broken, and you don't know what to do. You don't know where to go. It's a pain that you don't necessarily understand. I think the closest thing that other women would understand was if they'd had stillborn, because you have that in you for longer, and then a stillborn. Coming past that was also saying, that's not going to be my story. For me, I was lucky with my first one. And I was okay with just having one lovely child. I really was. So my other ones have been surprises, because I just have a almost 3-week old right now. And
congratulations.
Yeah, so I've got 3 boys now. Thank you. Yeah. And coming back from the first one was going into, I wasn't as healthy with the first one. I started drinking. I went out partying. I wasn't healthy. I did end up pregnant through some of that same time because of the unhealthy behavior, which is why my son coming through in that second pregnancy was where I now have my lovely 15-year-old, and that was my turning point. In between that one, my second miscarriage, it was a much healthier state. I was not healthy. It wasn't a bad thing that I had been pregnant. I still had a miscarriage. I was about 10 weeks along at the time, and it crumpled me. But I stopped drinking, even socially. I didn't drink anything at that point. And then I started exercising. I started getting in shape. And I really started focusing on my health, because that miscarriage was really because I was not in a healthy space. I started eating better. I started focusing on everything that I could control. I couldn't control that miscarriage at that time. I focus on anything I could control, and that's what got me through that one. And I still had my son. So being a single mom has made me an incredibly strong woman, because I've always had that lovely little child, even though he's like almost a foot taller than me at this point. But my lovely
and
little child.
And yes, I was actually about to mention that as well, being a single mother. And it could be difficult at times. How has that really made you a stronger person?
I can't give up. I've got my children that depend on me. I don't have the ability to give up. Well, I guess I could, but to me that would put me back in that victim mentality, which I tend to work through. So it has, even in those darkest times where I'm ugly crying, and like I said, where I reached out to that coach, it was my children. My children have been my why for many, many years. It's only been recently that my why for continuing to move forward has been my own health, because when I am healthiest, my kids are healthiest, and everything else, ripple effects, is healthiest. But my why has always been my kids, when they still need mom to be up in the morning and making breakfast and going to work and paying the bills. That has given me strength when I didn't think I'd have any more to go forward with.
And again, you have two beautiful children now that inspire you. And again, so many women, and you are helping women now, also women that are going through pregnancy. And again, I don't know from personal experience. I know from my wife. But again, when women go through pregnancy, so many different things happen. So many fall into depressions. Can you explain why so many women kind of like fall into a deeper depression during pregnancy?
Absolutely. And it's more than depression, too. But a lot of it, I even fell into a depression with this last pregnancy that I just went through, a lot of anxiety and depression. With the hormones that we're going through, it's a lot easier to go through either way, just looking at the hormone aspect of it. But if there's any added pain, you're constantly sick. If you're one of those that's blessed without it, awesome. Most of us end up sick with morning sickness throughout the day, or a lot of pain or hip pain, different things like that. And mentally, when you're going through that every day for months on end, it is mentally exhausting to get through the day. Sometimes all you want to do is sleep, or if you still have to go to work, but you all you want to do is sleep, and you can barely keep food down, and you want to be able to keep food down. There's been women, and I've been one of those myself, I drink a bottle of water, it comes back up just as cold as it went down. And that mentally takes so much toll on us that I was lucky enough to get some disability leave for this last pregnancy, not with the other ones, and it takes a toll. And with that depression of everything that's going on, there's ways to work around it. Like this pregnancy, with all of my health coaching and life coaching that I've got working myself, I was able to adjust my diet, so I had very little issues with all of that going on. So that's what I help a lot of the pregnant women go through, helping them mentally keep their balance so that they can make it through, while also physically helping them start to get what they need so that we can get those symptoms down as well.
Okay. So I guess your main goal in helping pregnant women is to perhaps maybe even give them the assistance that you didn't always have, or, you know, really just making the process a lot easier for them in the end, because in the end, I know carrying a child for 9 months is very difficult. So in the end, is that your basic goal, is to make the process easier for them?
Absolutely. And it does end up helping make it a lot easier. A lot of what you can work with, not just easier on the physical aspect, but mentally. A lot of women are actually afraid of delivering. What do we hear most? It is extremely painful. Well, yes, it is. And I just went through my last delivery complete without pain meds and all natural. And it was the smoothest delivery I had. And there's no trophy for that. But it's because of the preparing myself through my pregnancy to be able to breathe. I was able to get used to the contractions. And I no longer had that fear of just delivering. And so that is the other aspect, because when you're locked in that fear of what it's like to deliver, you're not enjoying your pregnancy either. So that kind of ties into a full encompassing of also working on that fear and anxiety and preparing them for that delivery as well.
So I know a lot of the people tuning in heard us really mention a multitude of things that could perhaps apply to them. Can you really share with the audience who exactly is your client base?
Okay. Overall, as you can tell, my client base is definitely women. I work with a multitude of women, not just pregnant women. I am an intuitive coach, so I help highly motivated women to learn to listen to their intuition, bring forth that inner badass, and realign with their inner power so that they can move past the traumas confidently towards recognizing their self-worth. I also work with women who are really exhausted from juggling too many activities in their day-to-day lives and help them regain balance in all aspects of their life, meeting where they're at every time. And then I do work with pregnant women, as we've been mentioning as well, and really help them with that, being burnt out, alone, struggling, depressed, hurting, and being sick, and help them through the trials of pregnancy, and then even afterwards parenthood, because that's a whole nother ball game. So I work with new moms as well through the trials, continuing so that they don't feel lost, alone, depressed, or ugly, because we can start working on their bodies when they're ready as well.
Yes.
And that way they can move forward into loving their bodies, enjoying the pregnancy and the motherhood that comes after, because there's a lot of ups and downs. And when you are exhausted and you're going to be
yes.
up every hour or 2 hours, you need that support too, because you still want to love that lovely child that is coming to your life after.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I believe new mothers probably need just as much, if not more, support after the child actually comes out. It's a very tough process. There's a lot of work involved. And
mm-hmm.
you mentioned new mothers, and there's one thing that new mothers usually struggle with, and that's weight loss. And well, we do hear that you do have some type of programs to help them throughout this process. Can you share some of that with the audience?
Absolutely, I do have. So one of my beliefs is there are as many diets as there are people on the planet, and working to find out what that is for each individual body type, especially while you're changing, because you're nursing, and if you're not nursing, you're still having your body go back. You're not feeling yourself. Even myself, 3 weeks now, I can tell that my abs are definitely not back together at all, and that there's just some things I can't do, and that's okay. It is one of those things I've learned to absolutely love the process, and it'll heal as well. And I'm already getting back onto where I'm eating more of my proteins, because my body needs the proteins. I am a nursing mother. And so I meet everybody where they're at. Whether it is you want to lose all your pregnancy weight, or you just want to get it toned up, or you just want to be able to eat healthy so you have energy, I've got programs, and I've got a plethora of tools in my lovely little treasure chest of toolkits for being able to get you on the right track. And a lot of it goes to meeting you exactly where you're at and your body type, not just saying, oh, let's go for paleo. You can't have that. My family
yeah.
itself, we have gluten allergies, peanut allergies, dairy allergies. So I've got a lot of experience with working with allergies as well. And I have a lot of recipes and different things around that. So if you do have allergies, I'm already very well equipped to work around that and have ways to work with it as well, which is really important when you're trying to come back. And because in pregnancy, sometimes you end up with new allergies
yeah.
as well. So it's good to figure that out too.
And outside of that, are there some other services that you do provide?
I do. I work with all of my healing. So I can do distance healing. I can do in-person healing if you're actually in Montana. My specialty is distance healing and clearing blocks. So if you're feeling stuck or stagnant somewhere, so like a lot of people who have digestive issues, sometimes it's just they need that energy moving, not just probiotics and gut health stuff. So I do that as well. I work with some of the other services is teaching about things like kefir and kombucha, all those things that are really good for gut health, teaching you how to do it, support during it, learning new ways through your diets as well. I also have products that I use. I've worked with essential oils, and I've turned them into balms and things like that for almost 25 years now. My mother found out I was allergic to a lot of things when I was very young, and so we've used natural products, natural cleaning products, natural healing products for most of my life, and I have access to those as well. They can go into essential oils, even just helping with your mood or for pain and different things like that. So I've got a huge conglomerate. All of it still goes into natural healing.
And I guess most importantly, where can, you know, women, new mothers, where can they go to sign up for your program or find out more information about your work?
I do have my website. I'm also on all of the social media, LinkedIn. I'm not too active on Twitter, but I am on Instagram and LinkedIn and Facebook. And then my website is thewholenesshealings.com. And you can always book a discovery session there or even just message me, because if one of the times doesn't work on there, you can always message me directly and either through LinkedIn, Facebook, or on my website. It's all connected. And that way I can work with you directly, because just because I might have a set schedule because I'm working with my kids, it's a little smaller right now, doesn't mean I'm not willing to work around something to help people as well.
And that is wonderful. We are just about out of time today. And again, to everyone tuning out there, the women, the mothers, the soon-to-be mothers, if you're out there, you're alone, you don't have assistance. If any one of these ailments that Aaron mentioned today, if any of them sound familiar, again, please reach out to Aaron for help. She's been there. She's experienced it. She is more than qualified to help you get through this. To the audience today, I am very glad and happy that you had the chance to join us. Please visit accglobalmedia.com for all future show dates and times, and also our social media site. And to our special guest today, Aaron Davio, I thank you very much for joining us again, Aaron. You have a wonderful day.
You too. It was my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Bye.